This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
News under fire, Fort Lauderdale underwater, and grocery prices down. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, welcome to the show. Just a little bit about what we're going to talk about, plus your opinions as we hit our hot, hot, hot smoking mailbag. The mailroom is filled up with all the virtual stuff 24-7. You can hit me up with your opinions, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, including some of the Fox opinions, because I got a few of those this time around. We'll get to that in a couple of segments. But a Delaware Superior Court judge sanctioned Fox News days before the trial. It's a $1.6 billion defamation lawsuit, and it'll likely authorize an investigation into whether the corporation's lawyers, withheld evidence or not. So this is where we're at with just a couple of the facts. During a pretrial hearing, Dominion lawyers accused Fox of slow-walking documents as part of discovery, with Dominion still receiving documents days before the trial. That includes recordings of a former Fox producer involving the former president's associates. So the judge in this case, Eric Davis, says that if a deposition needs to be done again, then it's going to be done again, and that Fox will make the person available and cover all of the costs. There's a lot of eyes on this one because of the election and because of Dominion saying they didn't like the fact that they were blamed for lousy election results that Fox was touting all over the place. So we'll see what ultimately this case yields, because it also falls back onto a couple of the talk show hosts, too. I mean, Dominion's lawyer says that there is a former Fox producer who claimed that there are secret Fox audio recordings of Rudy Giuliani and other Trump associates. That's part of these slow discovery documents, saying we keep learning more about relevant information from individuals other than Fox. So, again, this is Rupert Murdoch, who has more money than he knows what to do with, but there was no settlement, there was none of that, and instead this is a trial situation. And this is happening. I mean, once the Delaware judge ruled in this defamation case that it was going to head to trial in April, that was it. So I think that there are more pieces probably to fall in this one, and absolutely it's something to keep an eye on. In South Florida, they needed more than umbrellas. My goodness, Fort Lauderdale just completely rain-soaked. Flooding 8, 9, 10 inches of rain in some places, even 14. That's happened Tuesday through Wednesday. They're even talking about a few more inches of rain. So they're having severe flooding in a couple of areas of that city, which is a popular place for spring break. It's a popular place for people to go in summers, and it's just a popular destination, period, in general. So, of course, when you have this, you get trees that get soaked. There's a possibility of trees coming down and power problems, and the biggest thing, too, clearing drains and operating any kind of pumps, because you got to get that water out as quickly as you can, because it's like a floating city. Somebody that I know sent me a text today and said to me, I know you want to visit Venice before it goes underwater, but maybe you should come to Fort Lauderdale first, because will we still be around? They're talking about it's a 1-in-50-year rainfall event. That's what they're calling it, because it's that much extreme rain. And so there was a drought. That drought was over within 24 hours. And you see the creepy pictures. And when I say creepy pictures, it's when you look at a neighborhood and some of you have experienced this, sadly, with flooding. You look at the neighborhood and you can't distinguish anything other than, you know, barely the top part of some of the roofs, and then you can see that people are in kayaks and canoes, and cars are floating or definitely flooded. So rough going there. All right, you want some good news? Because we've been talking about food prices, of course, forever on this show. And anybody who shops, you know, are you looking for deals? Or, you know, that's dollar stores are popular more than ever because people are even getting some basics there, especially when we saw how expensive bread was and how expensive milk has become. Just your basic eggs, the same thing. And now, apparently, that's changed a little bit. The numbers have floated in a different direction, if you will. So if we compare this year to last year, when you look at inflation and you look at how much higher food costs are, it's 5%, but it was much higher than that just a month ago and a month before that if we were measuring it month by month. And I just was at the store, and there still are some painfully high things that I noticed, but there was a little bit of a decrease. I could feel it, or at least it certainly seemed that way when I went to check out, because it was probably, and I get the basics. I probably get what a lot of you get, and it was probably maybe $20-$25 cheaper than normal. But so many people, especially with a lot of mouths to feed, have had to go and hunt for food in different directions. I mean, seriously, that's what I said. That you look at the popularity of dollar stores. There's other stores like an Aldi's where you bag your own groceries, basically, and there are more items that would be a little bit cheaper. Just other places that you can go and shop around instead of maybe what I'll call your normal grocery store that you would just head to because it's close to you. Because there's a difference in, you know, what you're paying. So that's some good news. Because we, you know, we just keep getting hammered with the whole inflation thing. There was a recession. And, you know, if we can save dollars here and there, and then we can continue to save them in other parts of our lives, eventually we all know, no matter where you're at, that adds up. Thank goodness, right? Thank goodness. So I was pretty psyched about that, and I knew we would probably see the trend would go in a little bit of a different direction. Now, when you're talking about the deficit, you got the Fed projecting a recession, $1 trillion added to the deficit in 6 months. Wow. That's a lot when you think about that. From February to March, according to the monthly Treasury statement, it just keeps climbing, and that's what we're up to at this point. So the deficit up and up and up. I mean, historically crazy, insane numbers. And, of course, that is absolutely affecting areas, us in other areas, like housing, for example, right? And then you look at what federal departments have spent. Like, I'll just give you one example. The Department of Health and Human Services led all government departments and agencies in spending during the first 6 months of the fiscal year. It spent $843 million from October through March. And, of course, that all accumulates, and it leads to those high, high numbers. All right, we're going to swim in a different direction. Stay tuned, and you can jump in the stream with us.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Dennis. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Investigating some sensitive documents found in the streets. Sensitive U.S. documents, great. A new poll shows that the former President Trump tops Nikki Haley and Tim Scott in South Carolina. That's an important state. Meanwhile, a judge blocks the president's clean water rule in 24 states. What does that mean? And 911 calls show some pretty chaotic moments in front of that Kentucky shooting. Very sad stuff as the shooter's mother was trying desperately to stop him, but was only alerted with minutes before it happened from a roommate. But first, let's talk about this document thing quickly, because this is so strange. I mean, what's next? What's next with classified or sensitive U.S. documents? Can we keep our documents safe? Is there any possibility of that? So it's really true. You know, the president is in Northern Ireland, and the police are investigating these documents. They were found in the street as part of a suspected security breach. It's a five-page doc. It was uncovered by a local who called into the BBC radio. And the file was discovered down the street. So as we said, I found a file down the road from my house, and it's true. And it detailed plans for the president's visit to the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland this week, providing information on roads being closed, who the commanders were, their phone numbers, all of that. And so the police service of Northern Ireland did confirm to the BBC, yeah, we're aware of the breach. We've got an investigation that's being conducted, and the senior information risk officer has been notified of it. And then, of course, they're forced to release the statement saying, because then they look like they have a serious bad leak, we take the safety of visiting dignitaries, members of the public, and our officers and staff extremely seriously, and we'll put the appropriate actions in place. You mean you're going to find the idiot who had the information and, I don't know, lost it somehow in the street? What possibly happened there? I mean, that is incredibly dangerous when you think of any dignitary and what it is to protect them when they're traveling somewhere. So polls are a big deal as you, of course, get closer and closer to what becomes a big presidential election in 2024. And, you know, people will say, well, what do the polls show? And we've seen the polls that have been wrong before. But I say this all the time. There's a reason why people who do polls make millions of dollars. Because people pay them millions of dollars to find out what's happening. So the former president, Donald Trump, has gotten more support from South Carolina in his bid for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination than the state's former governor, Nikki Haley, or Senator Tim Scott, who is a Republican in South Carolina, obviously. And this is according to Winthrop University. They did a poll. So Trump was the top candidate, 41% of the surveyed people, followed by Ron DeSantis, 20%. He hasn't even announced that he's a candidate. He's expected to, but he hasn't officially. Haley was third, 18%, and he's not declared, but he's sort of saying it. Scott supported by 7% of the respondents. So there's no question. I mean, that really shows you something, because this poll happened a week after Donald Trump became the first president, sitting or former, to be indicted on those 34 felony counts stemming from what happened in 2016 with that money that was paid to Stormy Daniels. So there are plenty of Republicans in South Carolina who say, and it was even uncovered in the poll, that they believe the former president is being unfairly targeted. So he's gotten a little bit of a surge for sure. And of course, his campaign has raked in more than $10 million since that incident. And South Carolina is a key early primary voting state. In 2024, in the primary race, Republicans there will vote third in the nation. That's behind Iowa and New Hampshire. I mean, that is a very, very important state. So how about that? I wonder if Nikki Haley was surprised or not. All right, clean water rule. What does it mean? A federal judge in North Dakota on Wednesday temporarily blocked that implementation of the administration's rule that establishes protections for seasonal streams and wetlands in 24 states. So the U.S. District Court judge granted the state's request for preliminary injunctions prohibiting enforcement of the EPA's Waters of the United States rule, which was finalized in December. In the order, the states would expend unrecoverable resources complying with a rule unlikely to withstand judicial scrutiny. That's what the judge said, that they would be throwing money out that they it wouldn't hold up. The rule protects waterways that have a significant, what they call nexus to navigable U.S. waters, right? So ranchers, developers, other industry groups say that it's just too broad and creates ridiculous permitting and regulatory hurdles that you cannot get through. So stay tuned for more of a battle over the whole clean water tug of war. And very sad, these 911 calls that have been released that show the moments before the Kentucky bank shooting. There were calls from witnesses that were reporting the shooting because they could hear it, including a woman who was on a virtual meeting and saw the shooter, as well as one from, this was the big one, from the shooter's mother, who told a 911 operator that her son currently has a gun, is headed toward the bank, and she said, "I need your help. He's never hurt anyone. He's a good kid." And she identified herself and said, "Please, please, you know, do something." Now, the person on the virtual call was on what they call Teams meetings. Lots of companies use them. It's just a virtual tool that you can see each other. And they were on this Teams meeting virtually, and saw what was happening in the middle of the board meeting. And that's what she said. I just watched it on a Teams meeting. We were having a board meeting with our commercial lending team. We heard multiple shots. Everybody started saying, oh, my God. And then he came in to the boardroom. And, of course, we know that what happened on Monday was Connor Sturgeon used that AR-15 assault rifle in the attack at the Old National Bank, where he killed five co-workers while live streaming it before police fatally shot him. Eight others were injured, including that police officer who was shot in the head, and it still is listed in critical condition. But after the first call, lots of calls started to stream in where somebody was in the building, talked about hearing the gunshots. I'm in a closet hiding, giving a description of the shooter, saying he works with us, you know, whispering into the phone, how long will it be before they get here? I just saw a lot of blood. Another from a man inside the bank who said, we have an active shooting in our building, white male. He's an employee. Get here now. We need somebody now. Lots and lots of those kinds of calls. And it took 3 minutes. The police were there really, really quickly. But the fact is that you had so many other people that were hiding out and had phones and tried to do what they could to get on those calls and get someone there as quickly as they could. I mean, you know, the operators were saying, well, where do they look like he's headed, that kind of stuff. And, of course, when somebody's barely peeking out from under a desk and saying, you know, he's kind of jogging, he's trying to get somewhere in a hurry, I don't know what the direction is. That's kind of was one of the conversations. And, you know, the mother telling the dispatcher that she just found out from his roommate, because he left a note, that he was headed there. But there wasn't really any time for that to be prevented from the second she found out to the second she immediately jumped on the phone with that 911 operator. So, you know, you have the body cam video that show the chaotic moments when the officers arrived at the bank. The shooter, they couldn't see the shooter, and of course all the bullets rained down on them after that, and then he was ultimately taken out. And they released a statement, we talked about this already, that their son had mental health challenges. They were being addressed. There were not any warning signs or any indications he was capable of the shocking act. And there was a vigil on Wednesday. Lots of people poured into that vigil to pay their respects to the people who lost their lives in that terrible, terrible tragedy. All right, coming up, your thoughts. We hit the mailroom next.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is reiterating his stance that abortion laws should be determined by individual states, suggesting he opposes national restrictions.
Every legal scholar, everybody from the Democrats to Republicans, they wanted to bring it back for 53 years. Bring it back to the state.
Speaking in Atlanta, Trump also expressed confidence that the Arizona law recently upheld by the state Supreme Court will be rectified with the involvement of the Democratic governor and other stakeholders. President Biden, in response to today's latest Bureau of Labor Statistics report, says inflation has notably decreased during his tenure. He also said he continued his belief that the Federal Reserve will reduce interest rates before the end of the year. Give me a break, give me a break, give me a break from that Krispy Kreme donut. Krispy Kreme is unveiling three fresh flavors of Kit Kat donuts for a limited time. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What's the most dreaded question in your household? I love this question because I think he's heard me talk about this before. The most dreaded question in my household is, what are we eating? What's for dinner? What's for dinner? Oh, you know, it would seem so easy just to plan, right? Just lay it out. We've had people on the show talk about the nutritious things you can do or just how you line up the grub. It would seem pretty easy. Okay, this is what we're going to do. We're gonna have this night. We're going to have this night. We're going to do this and put this night. But it never seems to work out. In fact, we've joked that we should open a restaurant called What's for Dinner? It's here. Whatever you want for dinner, it's here. It's behind these doors. And I bet we're not alone in that. Because it all comes back to the whole food situation, right? Whether you're a couple, a family, you know, whatever your situation is. Unless you're a solo flyer, because you can eat anything you want. You know, you're gonna have a bad grub day. You're gonna just, I don't know, you're gonna eat chili and corn chips, and nobody's gonna have anything to say about it. Maybe the next day you eat healthy. But when you gotta just lay the whole thing out, it seems like you should put some planning into it, because then you could just get rid of the whole dreaded question. Anyway, I thought Tom's question was a funny one and on the lighter side. So more of that to come when we hit the mailbag in our next segment. But now it's time for Hands Up for Heroes. Definitely. So, Nicholas Wilt, have you heard his name? You probably have a couple of times. He is the police officer that is fighting for his life, 26 years old, newly inducted into the Louisville Metro Police Department. And, gosh, we're just, everybody's just pulling for him. Just no hesitation, did what he was, what he learned to do, what he's trained to do at the academy. And he has a brother still training there, by the way. And he was shot responding to the scene, underwent brain surgery on Monday. He's in critical but stable condition. So that part is the good news there. I love that, you know, that so many people, and they, of course they would, but so many people are rallying around him. And he, of course, doesn't know it at this point. He is definitely the right guy to put that hero term on, because he just did the right thing, the thing that he learned to do. You know, no hesitation, wanted to be a cop, did what you have to do to get through the academy, which, by the way, isn't easy. I've gone to the academy and done stories where, it's been a while, but where I had them, I had them take me through some of the scenarios of what you do, and it's tough. You know, it's physical and mental and all the things that you do in getting that badge. So, I mean, imagine you're 10 days into a job, you're graduating, you just had graduated from the city's police academy, it's 8:30 in the morning, and you're just full speed ahead. Do what you have to do, trying to save as many lives as you can, and hopefully he doesn't lose his life. It sounds like that signs are pointing in the right direction, but they're very careful in releasing how his, you know, how, what his condition is, because obviously very serious what happens. It was just his fourth shift on the job. And I like that. Every time they're asked questions about the response, and every time reporters are asking anybody in the police department about them, of course they talk about that they're proud of everybody who responded, but of course the heroic actions of him and his partner, because they didn't hesitate. They started, you know, they got fired upon the second that they jumped out of their police car. And you clearly saw that on the body cam footage. And Wilt was struck when he was moving up the stairs of the building. And of course, that's why he's in the hospital at this point. But, you know, even after getting shot at, he just kept moving forward, doing what the training taught him and what he was trying to do, which was trying to take the shooter out and to do what had to happen to protect the people in the bank. So I think if we have a segment called Hands Up for Heroes, this is an obvious one, but it is worth highlighting and mentioning, because that is really something. And I believe that because of Uvalde and because of some other things that have happened, there's a lot of focus on, well, what is the job and what happens when you're in these situations and you have active shooters, and even some of you in a previous mailbag brought up Parkland and brought up Uvalde, those school shootings, and the actions of some of the responders. All right, so we're going to jump in a couple of different interesting directions, like this one. You know, I've seen these. I've never done it. My nephew did it one time, but they have these pools that simulate giant waves. Have you ever seen these pools? And they're in theme parks and, you know, whatnot. And they've now got the opening of the largest standing wave pool. So these wave pools are pretty amazing. You know, you stand on this wooden board while you feel like you're riding a wave, and you feel like you're invincible, basically, in this pool. But you're sort of, you know, you're getting the real feel of being there. But some people feel that the wave pool is too dangerous in what it simulates and what can happen when you have kids that go and think that they're the big kahuna riding these waves, which would not be the same thing when they paddle out in a body of water like Florida either coast of Florida or California or Hawaii or any body of water for that matter. And, you know, here's what I would say to that. Criticism over a standing wave pool because of that is kind of ridiculous, right? It's, I mean, you, obviously, depending on the age of the kids, what are you telling them? Okay, now you are ready. We're going to drop you off at some of the biggest waves that we've ever seen. Let's go to Australia because you are ready to ride the biggest waves you can imagine. I mean, obviously, no, this is a simulated ride that is not the same thing as paddling out into giant waves that can hurl and crash you on the back of your head. And in my experience, having been to some of those beaches to watch some amazing surf pros who know the dangers themselves, you don't see too many hot dogs out there, like people that, it's not like being on the bunny hill. So you don't see someone thinking, well, I can just do this. So I kind of think that criticism should be shut down. And speaking of theme parks, I was looking at this story today. There's a Missouri theme park that is implementing a chaperone policy because they had a fight that had 100 teenagers on the opening weekend. So it's called Worlds of Fun, and they opened their doors on April 8th for their 50th anniversary, but a fight with a whole bunch of young teenagers and a large crowd erupted. It resulted in a sheriff's deputy getting punched squarely in the face. So the theme park said, because of the millions of guests that count on coming here for family fun, we want to keep that promise moving forward. So as part of that, starting this coming up Saturday, they have a chaperone policy. So, wow. So that would be interesting in another way, 'cause I've never heard of that, right? So are they going to have to look at the ages of everybody and make sure that they have a chaperone with them? How are they going to do that? Obviously, there's a way to look at it. You have to look at the ages. You have to have some kind of identification. So anybody 15 or younger has to be accompanied by a chaperone. And the chaperone has to be 21 or older, and they have to stay in the park, right? So, you know, they have to be admitted. That's what has to happen. So they have to present a valid ID with a birth date at the ticket entry place, and the chaperones have to stay with the party, whoever they're with, inside the park and be available by phone throughout the visit. Wow. And then they threw this out there, too. They added this: fighting or physical aggression of any kind, including verbal and physical assaults, is prohibited. So parents and guardians responsible for minor children, and you can easily be thrown out. And I guess I thought, I've never heard of this policy, but they're not the first amusement park to do that. In July, Knott's Berry Farm in Southern California, which is an iconic place, required guests who are 17 years old or younger to be accompanied by a chaperone who's at least 21, because they had a series of fights. So they do the same thing: check IDs, have to have a phone with you. Wow. And I didn't, when I was a kid, I didn't get in a fight, but I can remember escaping from family members to go ride on Tom Sawyer's raft at Disneyland by myself, and I was under 15 years old. I am certain of that. I just wonder, how do you really implement that? But I guess they have a way to do it, and they probably talk to the people at Knott's Berry to see, how do you do that? All right, we're hitting the mailbag next.
Hey, guys. Guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
About the milk. Let's talk about the milk, please,
Malcolm.
I'm dying to talk about the milk with you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah. All right, we got to dig very far. We got this one from Jacob, who said, wow, I don't know why I listened to it. I guess you can't help it. It's a sad train wreck that you hope you never have to be part of. But I happened to catch those 911 calls, Kate, and from the bank incident on Monday where sadly too many people lost their lives because somebody, once again, struggling mentally, got a hold of an assault weapon legally, but killed innocent people. And listening to his mother was just so tragic, too, as well. I mean, that's the other sad side of this, after all, isn't it, that they were unaware and were doing things and working with him, and he didn't live at their house, but just terrible, terrible all the way around, and hard to listen to it. Just too bad that those calls didn't come in a tad earlier before anything had happened, because it all unfolds so quickly, doesn't it, after all? It certainly does, and it was it was kind of gut-wrenching, I guess. That's a good way to describe it, to listen to that. I mean, thank goodness people immediately do what they can and call and make sure that they're aware of what's happening and try to get somebody to that bank as soon as they could and try to describe and give them as much information. But, yeah, it was too late to save the people who were killed and then, of course, others that were injured. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Frank, and Frank says, hey, Kate, I am really intrigued by what's happening on the Republican side of the aisle for primary season because now you have Tim Scott from South Carolina, the senator, saying that he's forming an exploratory committee, so taking that big leap toward a bid for president. And you have a bunch of other Republicans, like Mike Pence, the former VP, and Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, who are talking about getting into the mix as well. So will most eyes be on that side of things when it comes to any sort of debates heading up to what would be the big primaries, do you think, and watching to see how all these politicians handle the questions they would probably get when you think of the former president would be kind of a wild primary season? To say the least, it would be a wild primary season. Yeah, I think you're going to have a bunch of Republicans. You name them, at least that group certainly, and throw in Nikki Haley, who's already on the road to running for president. But it just depends on what happens in the primaries. And how many debates will there be or be agreed upon? And you can bet that the networks are chomping at the bit to have access to that because you'll get big numbers. I think people will watch. And what would the questions be? Think about what's surrounding things, what things have happened with the former president and what things have been happening here in our world. And you go through COVID and you look at economy and those situations, and the questions would be pretty interesting. I bet they would limit the amount of what they would agree to. I bet there would be a limit on the amount of debates. There's not going to be a lot of debates. If you remember, and you wind the clock back both for the Democrats and for the Republicans, at one point it seemed like every other week there was a debate. I mean, at least there was a healthy five or six debates. You wouldn't have it this time around. There would be maybe three, I think, at the max, probably. Yeah. And behind the scenes, I guarantee, if I was running a network, you're looking at getting eyeballs. So they're looking at ways to, once you get closer and it's more shored up, it would be all about how can you convince the campaigns to be involved in it, the candidates to be involved in it, and have that interest in watching. All right, here's another one. This is pretty interesting because I thought this was wild too. Lewis says, wow, I looked at, after I heard you on the air talking about that fire in Indiana, I went and looked at some of that video, that industrial fire, all those plastics. That was nasty. You aren't kidding. You were talking about those thick clouds of black smoke. It was choking that area. I can't imagine if you live there not evacuating. I don't know why anyone would stay in their house. It would be about getting out so you could breathe. That had to be incredibly toxic. What are they saying now about it? Yeah, you know, as I was mentioning, they were talking about half-mile radius. If you live downwind of the fire, they were telling people, keep the windows closed and stay inside. And I agree with you. How about get in the car and get out of there if you can? But, you know, once it's happened, boom, and there's black smoke all around, well, maybe that's what you would do because of the way the wind could switch. They were talking about people were moving in close to the fire, that they had a big problem with that. So they had a bunch of explosions because it's hazardous, right? It's hazardous material. So their concern is you got people that are trying to Instagram it or put it on social media, and they don't care. They're coming closer to the fire thinking they're okay, and their worry is that they were going to get hurt even worse besides breathing in all the toxic fumes from what was coming out of that facility. And of course they're investigating it and trying to figure out how it started. It's you know, unknown really at this point. It was a plastics recycling warehouse, and it was previously cited at one point in its history as unsafe. So the city was trying to get the warehouse to clean up its buildings for a bit of time, and this is from a couple of years ago. This is Richmond, Indiana. So there's a department called the Unsafe Building Commission, and they found that it didn't have fire suppression systems, and the fire lanes around the building were blocked. Well, guess what happened? They get the fire, and they have a tough time getting it out. And that fire, I'm glad that you went to see it because you were curious about it. The National Weather Service could see it on its radar. It was, the satellite images were crazy from that plastics facility. But you can bet, I mean, they think it was caused, a semi-truck caught on fire, and they think that that's what it was because it spread to the buildings, and of course they're storing plastic and other recycled materials, so that's probably definitely the cause, but it has to become official. And you still had multiple fires that were burning into Wednesday night because of the kinds of plastics that were stored there. That is crazy, crazy insane. All right, how about this one from Ernie? And Ernie says, hey, Kate, I was wondering about the Rays and their record, because I know that you're in that area, and I love streaks. I'm a kind of a medium sports fan. I do like baseball. But to come out of the box and win 12 straight, I heard you mentioning in your man cave that that's a good thing to store up for the rest of the season when you need those games going into the potential playoff run. Oh, yeah. You want that in your back pocket, right? So they are up to 12. It is 12. 12 in a row since this season started. And this is the first time that's happened since 1987. The Brewers were 13-0. So we'll see. They could equal that on Thursday afternoon against the Atlanta Braves. So how about that? Pretty exciting for the Rays. You can tell that the fans are into it because since I do have that bird's eye view, you see Rays posters and sayings all over the place. I mean, all over the place. But this is just the beginning of the season. Anything can happen in the end. All right, the music means that we are out of time. Thanks so much to Mr. Nathan Reeder for his excellent work, as always, on the technicals. Stay safe, stay sane, be happy, people.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.